in the economy of civics, trust is the only currency that counts. We all know that a flat-out lie is wrong, yet we tolerate shading the truth if it furthers our political ends. It's so easy to pull honest-to-goodness facts out of their context to further our own ends. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan with a reflection on life and liberty. Every parent's had this experience. A child is caught eating a snack right before dinner, and so you ask, "Why are you spoiling your meal?" The child replies, "But Mom said I could." The child isn't exactly lying. Mom indeed had said the kid could have a snack, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours ago. Scripture's replete with condemnations of lying. Proverbs 12:33 tells us, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are His delight." Let's not forget that most awkward of commandments. To be clear, the 9th commandment doesn't say, "Don't lie," which is how we try to explain it. That would be way too easy. Instead, God tells us to, quote, "not bear false witness against your neighbor." This covers a lot more waterfront than just, "don't tell a lie." It goes to the heart of what we say, what we communicate, and what we are attempting to make our neighbor hear. This is where context matters. Facts, when presented out of context, can create a lie. We see this all the time in politics. Not long ago, we were treated to the spectacle of a Republican lawmaker bragging in a special election about how he was a proponent of a popular GOP reform. In fact, he was responsible for the measure being watered down to the point of being useless, gutting it, and then he voted for it. So, when he told his constituents he supported the measure, he was telling the truth, but way outside the context of what he'd actually done in office. This is why Americans have grown weary of the establishment media. Rather than report facts in the correct context, many legacy reporters and newscasters lie through manipulative editing and careful omission. Our system of self-governance demands that we tell each other the truth using facts in context. It isn't always convenient to the establishment politicians, their apologists in the media, or the paymasters in the lobby, but it's critical to the high calling of citizenship. Let me end with a practical and personal request. Telling the truth by using facts in context is the expectation I have for all of us at Texas Scorecard. As the proverb I quoted a moment ago puts it, this is an act we must take on faithfully and daily. Like our walk as Christians and in our practical work as citizens, we hope you'll hold us accountable to it. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan. Thanks for listening. If you like today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate it, leave a review, and encourage your friends to join in the conversation on life and liberty. The Reflections Podcast is produced by Scorecard Media and presented by TexasScorecard.com.